And finally, anti-apartheid activist Lord Peter Haynes says he's pleased that the UK government has agreed to suspend Bain & Company from public contractors for 3 years over the role it played in facilitating the capture of SARS. The State Capture Commission report found that Bain's South African branch colluded with former President Jacob Zuma and ex-SARS boss Tom Moyane to capture the agency. Haynes says global corporates like Bain have to suffer the consequences of their actions.
In Bain's case, the Zondo Commission said they acted unlawfully and referred it for prosecution because of the way that they dismembered the South African Revenue Service, SARS. Yet they continue to practice in London, in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere in the world as if nothing had happened in South Africa. So that was my purpose, and I'm pleased the British government has acceded to my request.
Your top story.